We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning it from the two dots, approximately 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Cheftzei Nochri Ein Koinen Shvisa. That means, till now we know that utensils and different parts of different kelim are all Koinen Shvisa, but they usually go basa the owner. We also had a machlekes. What about if it's ownerless property? Who is the shvisa go with? Or it's a machlekes. Rechav Ben Uri says it gets its own shvisa, 2,000 amos each way. And according to Rabbanan, there is no shvisa for cheftzei hefker. What about chefetzim that belong to a non-Jew, to a nachri? Cheftzei nachri ain't in karnish shvisa. That's what Shmuel teaches us, that cheftzei nachri have no shvisa, and therefore, whoever gets it on Shabbos, Yisrael gets it, can bring it anywhere he wants. Wherever he could go, he could bring those chefetzim. That's what Shmuel says. Solomon, who is he going according to? Yilem l'Rabbanon. If it's going according to Rabbanon, hold that all ownerless property doesn't have a shvisa pshita. Hashtei chefse hefker lesle bailem. If chefse hefker don't have owners, ain't kind of shvisa, not kind of shvisa, chefse nochri, the islo bailem, that have a owner who doesn't have shvisa, who doesn't keep Shabbos, Mibai, you haven't told me he doesn't have shvisa? Of course, that's even more posh, doesn't have shvisa. How could he get shvisa? Belongs to a guy doesn't have shvisa. So it's not a chiddush for Rabbanan. If you're a Rabbanan, ownerless property has no shvisa for sure. If it has an owner who's a non-Jew, for sure it doesn't have a shvisa. So Ella must be Shmuel's going a libra Rabbi Yochanan Uri. The Kamash Valon and teaching us Emo Dom Rabbi Yochanan Uri kind of shvisa. When does Rabbi Yochanan Uri say that hefker is kind of shvisa? Ownerless property is kind of shvisa. Hanemili chefse hefker less lu bailam, has no bailam at all. Ava chefse nochri, but goyish stuff to have, the isle bailam that has an owner, but the owner has no shvisa like. So it come out that lekuli yam chefze nocher not kind of shvisa, because if you're a banan it's pashut, and even if you're a bechem and uru usually hold the chefze hefker kind of shvisa, a chveitzma a non-Jew are not kind of shvisa. That would come out right now. Then what I was saying that Shmuel is going lekuli yam that not kind of shvisa, and the chiddush is even if you're a bechem and uru that hefker is usually kind of shvisa, but if it belongs to a guy it's not kind of shvisa. Meisvei, that's your kasha. There's a mishnah in Maseches Beyer of Shimon Rav Zoimer has shoyel kli min hanochri biyomtiv. If a person borrows a kli from a guy on Yom Tov, so it means when Shabbos came in, it belonged to the guy. V'chein ha-mashal lo l'nachar kelim on Yom Tov, or you lend kelim to a guy before Yom Tov, v'chzir lo v'yom tov, gave back to you on Yom Tov. Or a third case, ava kelim va'oitzrois, shav sub sechachachachachum, or kelim and oitzrois, which were hefker, Rashi learns, that were in the tchum. All these three cases, yeshma payim am l'chol ruach, they get 2,000 amos each way. So, clear in this Mishnah that a guy's kelim gets a shvisa, and another halacha. V'nachru shehevelo peiris b'chutz tchum. If a guy brings peiris from out of the tchum, harayz loyizim v'kaim, should move out of its place because it has a tchum in a different city, and now it comes here, it's out of its tchum. So, what do you see from the ratio? Clear that a guy has a goyish kelim that belonged to a non-Jew has shvisa. If you say at least Rabbi Yechem Anuri, who holds that chefse hefker kern shvisa, he also holds that chafetzim of a non-Jew a kern shvisa. So we could say pshat in this price the Mishnah is Hamani Rabbi Yechem Anuri. Eli Amos Kesavah Rabbi Yechem Anuri chefse nachri in kern shvisa. If we're saying even fear Rabbi Yechem Anuri, if Shmuel is saying lekuliyam and even fear Rabbi Yechem Anuri chefse nachri not kern shvisa. Because since the owner has no shvisa, the kelim has no shvisa either. Hamani, this brisa of Rav Shimon Velazo, it's not Rav Yochanan Ben Uri, Rav Baran, it's no one. Who is the going according to? The Gemara says you're right. Of course, if you're Rav Yochanan Ben Uri, just like chefse hefker kernes shvisa, of course chefse nachar kernes shvisa. V'Shmuel, and Shmuel was saying it's chiddush for Rav Baran. The Amakar Rav Baran. I asked me. If ownerless property is not kind of shvisa, for sure, a guy who makes it worse because the guy himself has no shvisa, of course, his thing doesn't not kind of shvisa. He said it was pashut. No, marotema, gzeira bailam de nachri, otu bailam de Yisrael. You maybe think it's a gzeira, that something that has an owner, maybe there should always have shvisa, even if it's a non-Jew, because you get mixed up to bailam de Yisrael. So, kamash v'lon, you don't get mixed up in Shmuel holds that. At least if you're a banan, chevtzei nachri yana koine shvisa. So that's Shmuel Shita. Rav Chia ba'oven, om Rav Yechon, chevtzei nachri koine shvisa. Rav Yechon taka holds that even if you're a banan, chevtzei nachri koine shvisa. What's pshat? Gzeira bailam de nachri otavayam de Israel. Because of gzeira, that if people want to see an owner, something that has an ownership to it, it's not kind of shvisa. They'll think Yisrael's thing has no shvisa either. Therefore, they're masakin, even chavtzi nachri are kind of shvisa. So it comes out, like it's Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan. If Shmuel, chavtzi nachri are not kind of shvisa. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, chavtzi nachri are kind of shvisa. Someone brings down a story. Hanu dichri, there was these rams, these elim, these animals, the osim levarachasa, they came on Shabbos to Ravachasa, whatever, the goyim brought them in. And on Yontav, there are certain times why, how you could buy things. So Shalu Rav Bnei Mechuza, Bnei Mechuza was within 4,000 amas of the city of Mivarkasa, and they had an Erev, they were able to come here, and they came here, and they see, oh, Elim of sale. We have a good Suda today. We could buy a Ayel and Shecht it. So Shalu Rav Bnei Mechuza, Rav said, yeah, you let it buy from it, not a problem. Only Ravina Rav, and they're going to bring it back with them to Mechuza. Only Ravina Rav, my daitche. Why? How did I bring it back? It's going out of tchum for the elim. They have their own tchum. Oh, so the heritage because you hold. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Chef say Nachri and Kain Shvisa. Behemoth belonging to a non-Jew, not Kain Shvisa. Therefore, once the Bnei Mechuza buy it, it goes with their own Shvisa, and they can bring it back home. So that's what you hold. V'ashmul v'Rabbi Yechon, look Rabbi Yechon. We pass like Rabbi Yechonon. V'am Rabbi Chia ba'avanam Rabbi Yechonon. And Rabbi Yechonon says that chevtzei nachri karen shvisa. That chevtzei nachri are karen shvisa. Gzeri ba'alam de nachri ot ba'alam de Yisrael. So he told Rava, what do you mean? You can't allow them to buy it and bring it back to Mechuza. We pass like Rabbi Yechonon. We have a chagas Rabbi Yechonon and Shmuel. We pass like Rabbi Yechonon. And therefore, chevtzei nachri should be karen shvisa. Chevtzei nachri karen shvisa. So the Gemara, Hadam Rava. So Rava said, you're right. And he's Chayzer. He says, Lazavnu Lebrei Mechasa. Only the Brei Mechasa could buy it. Are you going to tell me, even Mechasa, how do they buy it? The Maisa, it's out of its tchum. So they can't move on to Al-Ramas. Teretz is, Mevarkasa had a wall around it. And we paskin like Rav Gamliel, that if you go out of your tchum, you land up in a walled city, you let it go around the whole city, like a deer vassar. Hadam Rava, Lazavnu Lebrei Mechasa, Gesel to the Brei Mechasa. The Kulon Mechasa, Duke Al-Ramas, Domini. The whole area of Achasa is Kedad Amos. Why? Because it has a mechitza. Like Rashi explains, since it has a mechitza, we pass in like Ram Gamil, that you could go around the whole thing. You could go around the whole property, and therefore they could carry around it. They don't have to worry about Tchumim. Taisus also speaks out that according to Rashi, you have to say it has a mechitza. There are some Rishonim who learn even without a mechitza, if you land in that city, you can walk around the whole city, and they bring a real raya from Agamara, because Agamara doesn't say clearly it has a mechitza. Balak upon him, that's what comes out. And in halacha lamai, so we talk a paskin that a goyisha kalim are kind of shvisa. I'll read what it says in Simon Tuf Aleph. It says to him Tuf Aleph, Avachefse hefker in a kind of shvisa. Venke ragli hazaychem emtchilu. Whoever picks it up, it goes with him. She yochol alicha lawakam shielechu. Avachefse en Yehudi, a chvetzim of a non Jew, kind of shvisa of a kaimam, even though they're the owners, they are not Bnei Shvisa. That's the halacha. And that's how we pass. And therefore he says, if a guy brings it out of its tchum and brings it to a city, let it ring and bring out the whole city. It has to have a wall around the ladira. And therefore it has to have a wall. And that's how we paskin in the Mechaber, like this Gemara, like Hadam Rava, that you only could carry around this city, and only if it has a wall.